first to cover what's happening tomorrow on April's first Friday.
Yeah, so we are going to have our normal street musicians and nonprofits throughout downtown, and then we're also going to have the College Station New Lions Club Jazz Festival is starting on Friday night at the Palace, and the Carnegie Library will be open for one of the first times in a long time, and they'll be doing tours, so you can see all different types of historical documents and books and learn more about the history of Brazos County. And then the T&J Mercantile on the north end of Bryan Street is opening up, and they're one of our newest members of downtown.
Then moving on to the street and art fair. I want to get that always turned around, art and street fair. I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it can go either way. That is going to be on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. It's in the 200 block of 26th Street, and we're going to have over 30 artists from across the state. Steamroller printmaking, arts and crafts activities for kids, a bounce house. We're going to have people doing spinning and weaving demonstrations, showing us how to make yarn and all sorts of stuff with that, and just all different activities. The steamroller printmaking starts at noon.
I'm just thinking of the commercial ideas: steamrolling, spinning, and weaving. I mean, just to be able to watch those three things,
yes.
And I have before, and steamrolling. I mean, you just get in the machine and roll, but
it's so dramatic.
But, yeah, that is the dramatic thing, but it's also very impressive on the spinning and weaving.
Yes, it's amazing what they can do with just a little bit of fiber from alpacas and stuff. I've watched them before, and I get mesmerized.
And then coming up at the end of the month, we have Firkinfest.
Yes, I'm super excited. Our tickets just went on sale, and we've had some good response. And those are going to be discounted for another week, I believe. So get those early bird prices.
Let's hear what Firkinfest is.
Yeah, so it is a beer tasting event where you can taste limited tappings of unique beers from 14 different breweries across the state. And these beers are only available at our event.
Tickets are available. Well, in fact, let me back up. When is it?
It is April the 29th.
So there's still some time to plan so that you can get those advanced tickets. And now, how do you get the tickets?
The tickets are online at downtownbryan.com.
And that's where you'll find all the other things that are happening in the downtown area.
Yes.
Appreciate the visit as always.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend in downtown.
For sure. Jesse Ayers, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.